All right, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the October meeting of the Streets and Sidewalks Committee. We're kind of getting toward the end of the building season, and it seems an appropriate time for our two leaders from the service department as well as the engineering department to kind of update us and get us up to speed as we look forward towards 2021. So I would ask, Debbie, can you please call the roll?
Sure. Verburka?
Here.
Narduzzi?
Here.
Grendel?
Here.
Without any further ado, as we're starting a few moments late, I'd ask Leon Karas to please take it away.
Thank you, Councilperson Verburka. Okay, so just a really quick update. Getting ready for the winter season. Preventative maintenance has been performed on other trucks and salt boxes. New plow equipment is scheduled to be delivered November-December timeframe. COVID has delayed the schedule about 3 to 4 weeks. All the city's salt storage is currently filled with capacity. Our salt consortium pricing remains the same as last year at $63.41 per ton. Our salt allotment for the season is roughly 5,000 tons. Well, it is 5,000 tons with 80% minimum and 140% maximum. So that's getting ready for the winter. Catch basin cleaning continues through late summer and early fall. We cleaned about 74 catch basins this year. It's a little bit less than what we normally have cleaned in the past. I'm hoping if the winter is mild, we'd like to stay on it. If not, we're going to jump on it hard next year. We did order a new leaf vac, two new leaf vacs during the last council meeting. One of them has been delivered and has been in use. The second machine is scheduled for delivery the week of November 9th. There are pictures attached. I don't know if you can see. So they've been working out pretty well. They're joystick operated. They have pretty good reach. They blow directly into our roll-off boxes. So we have one box being retrofitted right now to handle the leaves as well. So we'll be able, I think, to do it a little bit more efficiently.
Leon, I wish you had that video you showed me. That would be impressive.
Yeah, I tried to put it on this, but it's a little, I don't think the video quality would have been good. But okay. I could show it to any one of the council people if they wish to see it.
Hey, Leon, I don't want to interrupt, but while we're on the leaf thing, when do we usually pick up leaves? Like, is there a system that you guys have? Yeah. I know it's supposed to be on rubbish day.
So we try to follow the rubbish day routes. So what we do is we just consistently work through the days. So we go Monday's route, Tuesday's route, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we just consistently work through. So if we get done, like if the leaves are light, we started on Monday's route on a Monday. So we start Monday, but we already get through Monday and Tuesday. We'll work on Wednesday, even if it's Monday or Tuesday. You understand? So we just kind of continuously go in a row in a circle, right? So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fall on those days specifically, but we just try to get through the city as many times as we can.
Everybody gets once a week.
Yeah, and that's the goal. We try to get everybody at least once a week. It's sometimes as the leaves get heavier, it's a little bit more difficult to stay up with it, but currently we're running a little bit ahead. I think we just picked up Friday's leaves, I think today or yesterday. So we've already picked up Friday's leaves this week. We're in the process of finishing up Friday's. But the new leaf machine has helped out a lot. So yard waste.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but it does raise the point. Could we use our communications department to use social media to let the residents know tomorrow we're collecting in this neighborhood, and just almost a daily update through?
I could talk about that, but we typically just try to tell the residents just keep on getting them out, and we'll do our best to get to them as quickly as we can. So we just want them out as often as possible. Just keep getting them out. We'll get through the city, and this is how we've normally run it. We haven't changed this process. It's been like this for several years, and we just consistently go through the neighborhood on a regular basis, or the city on a regular basis.
Okay.
Leon, the reason I brought that up is that, you know, our garbage is on Friday, so all our neighbors cut our grass on Thursday, hoping that they're not sitting on our tree lawn for a week. Well, they just picked ours up today. So now we got brand new tree lawns, and I got brown spots all over because they never came on Friday, and the grass sat there until today. So that's why I'm saying if it's supposed to be on Friday, then it should be on Friday. And I know getting ahead of yourself is really...
So Thursday is a little bit different. So Thursday's our heaviest day. And you have, you know, the Great Oaks neighborhood, Chestnut is a big, you know, street. So there's a lot of leaves on those streets. So sometimes Thursday is like the biggest delay because that's a big neighborhood, and we try to hit those as quickly as we can. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is not as difficult as Thursday. And Thursday is the one typically.
Well, it's all going to be, every day is going to be a Thursday and Friday pretty soon because the leaves are going to come down. Leon, is Eddie still running that program?
Yes. They're out tonight. We have two trucks out tonight.
So he's still running that program that leaves for you? Then he'll make sure that the new equipment is being used efficiently, or are you going to just handle that?
I think between me and Eddie, I think we'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So I've been out there, and Eddie's been out there. So.
Better get going.
Okay, so yard waste, you know, just speaking about leaves, you know, yard waste has all been processed. And it's been moved up to the north lot just to keep our compost site open for the leaves. And then lastly is that we did a little bit of strip patching on Bressel Road, and we did some strip patching down on Lower Brookside. You know, and that's as far as we did on as much as we did on asphalt. So we completed all of our 2020 crack sealing. You know, Cherry, Homoga, Greenwood. You see the list. We've talked about it in the past. So all that's been done. For the year, and I think we even added on Riverview Road, which I don't see on this list, but yeah, we did add on Riverview Road. Additionally, sidewalk repairs. So this was our biggest year on the sidewalk repairs. We did about a little over 1,000 lineal feet of sidewalks. We did a lot on Bruxell Road. We did a little bit on Parkland. We did a few locations on Hillside where there were water main break issues, and we did one area on. The street north of Elmwood? It is Elmwood, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Elmwood.
Sunset.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So, I apologize for that. That was incorrect on the list. So, that concludes the report. I know it's kind of quick, but that concludes the report from the service department. Any questions?
Leon, when you mentioned the new plow equipment, would those be the trucks that we ordered in the beginning of the year that'll be here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you, Leon. Appreciate your report, and good luck with the leaves.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you.
All right. City Engineer Ram, are you ready to go?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
All right, we're off.
Okay, thank you. So this is a slide that we've used to routinely report on the status of our projects. The big four, I call them, the jobs that we've had going on for every bit of a year, if not two. And the numbers we always like to focus on are the total earned to date as a percentage of the total original contract award. And we'll start with Lafayette. That job is for all intent and purpose, 100% complete. The budget is healthy. We still do have some, final landscaping touch-ups to do, and some tree planting we'll probably push off to the spring. And there's some rear yard drainage work that I've yet to get going. A lot of that stuff is additional. But the base contract, for all intent and purposes, is complete. So that job is doing good. The CT inspection budget. We were talking about needing a little bit of help, but we have an open PO, and we should be in good shape with the POs that are already issued to complete the job. And moving on to Rockside.
Well, quick question, Don.
Yep.
I know that Tom has mentioned questions about concerns about a couple of things related to like a sidewalk or something else. And I hear the conversation related to punch lists. So are you saying that we've done a punch list with this project, or you know, help me understand a little bit about that?
Yeah, there was definitely a walkthrough a couple times, and some of those items, largely, a lot of it was landscaping work that had to be redone and touched up. So weed killer, weed feed applied, some reseeding. So a lot of that stuff has been active and ongoing, called a punch list because it was lacking and still needed to be done to finalize the job. There were some deficiencies with some concrete work, for instance, Waldorf had a slab of sidewalk that had needed to be a service walk that needed to be installed, and it was just this past week. And a curb ramp, ADA curb ramp, brand new, something heavy must have drove over it, it was cracked severely, so it was removed and replaced. So things like that, punch list type items that were on the list and were getting addressed. There still may be some outstanding items, but the fact that the job is still open, I don't think there's anything pressing that is urgent or safety issue that couldn't be addressed at any time.
Don, what is that 92%? You have 100% complete in your green download, but 92%, is that the budget or the amount set aside?
Yeah, so this column, these rows here pertain to the budget. This is from contract duration in months. So, right, so the budget looks healthy and that only 92% thus far has been expended. And some of these you got to be careful that it, because invoices tend to come in a month or two later for work, so I can only report what I have in my possession. So some of these invoices are accurate through the end of August or September, so there's still additional coming on some of them, but the contract duration I tried to keep current with today's date to try to at least be consistent with in one regard on the calendar.
And keep in mind, Mr. Chairman, that we will send letters out to each one of these projects like we did Lafayette. They'll further identify any issues that they have on their specific property or ask for their questions. We also notify them that additional landscaping, tree placement stuff will be part of next year's commencement.
Right, very good. Very good. Thank you. Hey, Don, continue.
Okay, the Part A, Part B contract. That's the Fabrizi contract. And here too, I think this invoice was through the end of August, so we still have a little bit left to be billed for the months of September and October, but we're still presently tracking to be on or at budget. The contract duration, you know, we are going to pull those barrels up there off of Brecksville Road, and we think this week, tomorrow or Thursday, so there will be no more lane restrictions on 21. And that signal will still flash, however, until Monday or Tuesday. We have to uncover some signs with some specific dates that say new signal operation. And those signs are getting unbagged here, hopefully tomorrow, and that will have, and typically it's a 5-day notification period for motorists as to when you're going to activate and put in operation a new traffic signal. So else, if we didn't have that 5-day period, we might have been able to open it. My intent was to open it, try to get it open here before the end of the week or by Friday. And just this afternoon, we had a little bit of hiccup in realizing that we had this 5-day period. But we're right there in terms of being substantially complete. The actual contract duration was 24 months. And the actual completion date is, I believe, March of 21. So that's why we're at 19 out of 24 months is only about 80%, but we're for substantial completion. We have met substantial completion, and
Mr. Chairman, Don, will we hold the 24 months so that our warranty will start after that?
Yeah, particularly since they've got to do some work on the sediment basin that's been gathering sediment. They have to clean it up, do some reseeding, and this time of year, the likelihood is they won't be able to finalize the grading till the spring. So definitely would be in a position to hold it open.
Okay, good.
It's open.
Thank you.
Our QCI budget for that job, you know, we've been telling you it's been looking healthy, and I think a lot of it pertains to being Fabrizi getting a lot of the crux of the work done in the 18 months versus the 24. So from an inspection and construction management standpoint, we're tracking pretty good to be able to hopefully have some cash savings in that PO when it's all said and done. Moving on to Brookside Bramley, if there's no further questions, that job too is right there. These numbers are very accurate, 92% total expended of funding and 93% on the calendar. So it's tracking real nice. The project is, for all intent and purpose, substantially complete. There's some landscaping, some punch list work that we're working through contractually. I believe we have till December 13th, and that's why we're at 510 out of the 550 days. But by and large, there's not a whole lot of work being performed out there anymore. And so there's not a lot of intensive effort of either work and or inspection. So the GPD inspection budget also is looking healthy and maybe in a position to be able to give back some money. I will tell you that the same thing with these other projects, that the landscaping work is definitely something we're going to postpone until the spring. And so that we may issue a suspension of the project so that the clock sort of stops through the winter so that we can come back in the spring and do the landscaping the way we want to.
John, it was suggested to me, and I would guess that you're going that direction, but for the planting of various trees in the spring, the suggestion was made to make sure we're able to work with whatever nurseries and get those particular trees tagged so that we have those trees selected ahead of time so we get really good stuff when the spring comes.
Yes, that definitely is a goal, and we've been up against that challenge when we've not been prudent in trying to do, be in advance, be in front of that,
right,
to place that order. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then the last
part. I think Bramley came out beautiful too. I really, that road had been so dilapidated for so long, and now it really is a gorgeous setting back there as far as the road is concerned.
By the way, Mr. Chairman, members of council, people will note there's different mailboxes in different parts of these projects. It wasn't prudent or practical to put same type of mailbox on Lafayette that you put on Brookside, because the speed, because of snow plows, because there are too many variables that the mailboxes wouldn't be sustained the type of impact they would get, like snow plowing, etc., on Brookside. So that's why there's adjustments for the different neighborhoods.
And Mayor, to that point, we've had a lot of good positive feedback on the mailboxes.
Thank you.
The Upper Brookside project is also in the state of punch list items, and that budget is tracking pretty well. I'm saying it's 100% complete because, but for the tree planting and some punch list work, the road is open and it's being used as intended. Sidewalks are in, lawns are established. There is some rework to do that we've seen with some of the recent storms that we can do a better job and to manage the water better. It's tough on that hill when the water's running down. So we put a bunch of catch basins in, and I don't know that they're being fully utilized. So so some of the touch-ups and some rework that we might want to do either yet this season or in the spring when we're out there.
You'll suspend all these to make sure that we don't lose our time period so that we can finish in the spring?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And the Donna Boney Associates, we've expended the amount. We've had transition now to internally. So internally, we're going to manage the remainder of this work, whether it be punch list items or invoice reviews. There's not much left, so now we no longer have Boning on retainer for that contract. So it ended pretty much when it needed to, and we can handle anything that's remaining in-house. So that's the update on our four projects.
Very good. continue.
Okay, so just a quick report on East Shaft.
Don, if we could go back for one second.
Okay.
To those four big projects. Since you had worked closely with all these contractors, in your mind, and be honest, who was the best contractor to work with? Just so council has some kind of, I don't know.
That might be a tough one because some are residential, some are commercial areas. I think we stand a different critique in residential areas than we do in the commercial area.
Yes.
I would just like to know how it is to work with these guys so in the future, you know, because it's hard to say sometimes, but now that they're all just about done.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Councilman Annuzzi, I think that Don can, he's put that together, but I'm not sure it's something we publicly talk about at this point.
Yeah, by and large, I think it was all, so we had Katz Construction on two of them, Lafayette and Upper Brookside, and then Fabrizi and DeGioia. They're all very good contractors. Routine progress meetings.
There you go.
You really feel like,
okay. I didn't want to get the NFL, so that's good.
Yeah.
We could stop while we're ahead.
Okay.
Good answer.
And I don't think we had very few complaints from the residents. I remember I got a lot of compliments on the Brookside and Lafayette too. I mean, but more, mainly Brookside. Lower Brookside and Bramley got many of the residents were very happy with DeGioia.
Well, we met with them. We'd go over issues with them. When they called, we'd send somebody out and respond right away. So I think we mitigated a lot of that because we were able to quickly answer their questions and make adjustments along the way. So Don was going crazy, but I think we were able to resolve a lot of these issues.
Well, and the good thing I would say related to that is, you know, when people would contact me, Don was very receptive and would follow up on any of those issues in a very timely manner. So, I mean, that's the most important part of diffusing any kind of situation that can become more of a problem down the road if you don't deal with it early. So, good job.
Yeah, thank you. And just keep in mind too, every job is different. Each has its own set of dynamics and challenges. And these were major, major reconstructions. So, talk about inconveniences to our business customers or our residents. These were as tough as they get in terms of living through the construction. So, when you throw that all into the table, and it's I think they ended up pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah, Don, I have to say, I mean, four huge projects, and I don't think we ever done four simultaneously like this, and you handled it very well. I mean, we had very minor complaints on Lafayette. You know, you get your average Joe that complains about everything, but for the most part, the job came out, it looks beautiful. It's like coming into a totally different neighborhood, and, you know, you really helped. My neighbors all say, you know, hey, Don, whenever I called him, he was here. You know, he explained what was going on. So kudos to you. I know you had a lot going on last year, but I think you handled it very well.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we had Russian. And we even overlapped with Brett and Dry. Brett and Dry was being completed at the beginning of some of these projects. So.
Yeah, that's right. Brett was.
A lot of
it was four plus.
Four plus, that's right.
Right. Five.
Okay, moving on, we'll go to the next item, East Shaft Road. Work is progressing nicely. Here's the overall limits. We did talk about the West End. We pushed things out to make sure we got everything in that's in within our city, and we pushed it even a little bit further west to make a nice, neat joint. There was some deterioration on the edge that we didn't want to butt into, but contractor was out there, Roniak. They, in one day, performed all the milling on Monday, October 12th. And then the very next day, October 13th, they put the first layer of asphalt on. It was a nice day, and they got it all completed. And it came out nice, so right now there's still one layer of asphalt to go. The week of October 19th, they started the curb removals. This is the old sandstone curbs that they pulled out. They started on the north side, at the top of the hill, working their way easterly. And They then moved into under drain insulation. That's the 6-inch pipe and the fabric, and then stone, backfilled with stone, helps it drain real well. So right now they anticipate slip forming the curb on this north side as early as this week, Thursday or Friday. And then the next week they'll catch the drive aprons and catch basins, and then hopefully, and then be ready to flip the zone to the other side of the street. So we're up against it, obviously, with the weather and to get this road done. So it's a quick hitter.
Where's all that nice sandstone going?
The city of Independence is
good.
The contractor, he took his time and was careful to remove it. So I think everyone recognizes there's some value there. Some of it was so degraded it came out in chunks, but by and large, these are, I think, 6 or 7 foot sections that were coming out.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of nice stuff there.
Mm-hmm. So that's, without any questions, that's the work on Shaft.
When do they expect to be done then, middle of November?
Well, we were shooting for Thanksgiving, later than beginning of December, and that's typically around when the weather turns and the asphalt plants close. It's a very weather driven, but you know, you see how quick they pave. They won't mess around with the paving. They need one good day, they'll get that road paved. And we're probably shooting for a Saturday, because as we experienced during the intermediate course, there's just a lot of trucks, big, large trucks, and it's difficult for them to turn in and out of aprons. On the intermediate layer, it's somewhat of a sacrificial layer. It doesn't the cosmetics, you don't need to keep people off of it because it's going to get covered over, but we might have to focus on Saturday to get the final paving in. Minimize.
Hey, Don, if in fact, you know, I wouldn't object to postponing the top layer until spring if in fact I don't want to get pushed up against a wall.
Okay, so yeah, we'll keep that in mind.
This is perfectly fine for the winter.
Right, it's as good as it's been in decades.
Oh my gosh. It's like a new road. I'm getting all these contractors calling me, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's coming out nice so far. Hillside Road sidewalk improvements east, just a quick update. You know, the bid was open on the 2nd. Council approved the award of the job to DeGioia on last month, October 13th. We issued the notice of award letter the day after. We are currently executing contracts. And, you know, it's a 60-day calendar project. When we bid this job, we had a lot of questions on whether or not, from contractors, whether or not we were going to try to get out of the gate with some pipe work and try to jam this job in, quote, so to speak. But with the weather turning, we feel it prudent to just hold off. We don't want to tear up everybody's aprons and tree lawns before Thanksgiving and have it a mess all winter long. We think, and we've spoken with DeGioia, they are comfortable with just holding off and not issuing the notice to proceed until probably late winter, so that they can get that pipe work in February, March, and then get after it with the concrete work in the spring. Condense the work in a nice, tight fashion. So that's what we're thinking about, and that's what the update I wanted to share for this project. Next project on the list is the Upper Brookside Road, Phase 2. So we had some discussions at the prior meeting. Crazy competitive bids were received, and depending on who was low or how you awarded it, there were some alternates that was dictated, driven by as to who might be the awarded contractor, depending on whether it was the base bid and or a combination of some of the alternates. But basically, it was these two contractors who had the lowest numbers. We've, we kind of been watching that project since, with all the heavy rain, and we had some issues to contend with and to mitigate. And then we had cats on the lower phase one job, and then we also saw some things at the southerly end, and we thought that we might want to just hit, you know, take a pause and consider holding off this award or at least postponing it until we could get a better handle on things to see if we need to adjust anything. So at this point, I don't believe, there again, I don't think we were, initially we were talking about cramming it in, trying to get out of the gate, and I think it's just best to hold off on this one till the spring at a minimum. Any questions on Upper Brookside?
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay. Number six, the Mannequin Smith report. I related to the 2021 Route 21 bridge over 480. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any slides per se or anything. I just hoping you could let me know what this item was, what you were looking for.
Well, in the conversation that we had, I know that Finance Director. Finance Director suggested that we currently had ample sidewalks, and the question was what was the target for redoing the bridge that might be different than what ODOT was suggesting. I know that we were involved with some branding on the bridge better part of a year ago, but what is the target as far as on the surface of the bridge? Are we talking four lanes and two sidewalks? Or are we talking something else? What's going on there?
Well, as far as it pertains to the Mannequin Smith, there's no relation. The Mannequin Smith report was dealing with the road condition assessment of our street network. They really did not assess things like bridges, particularly on state routes and sidewalks. So,
right. No. I mean, the Mannequin Smith was related to making sure that we're on target with what projects are going to be coming up next year. So, that might be on me when I put two of those on the same line. The bridge question was just exactly. What changes or what thoughts were going on related to that bridge? Was it going to be four lanes of traffic and the two sidewalks, or was there some other direction there?
Then what's the timetable on the bridge with ODOT's?
Yeah, this is the ODOT. This is right off of the ODOT website. This is their programming of all their major projects. This is that bridge specifically over 480 on Brooksville Road. They have the sale. They call it a sale date. That's really the advertisement for the construction of the gym. It's this time next year is when this project is scheduled to be advertised, and then they anticipate awarding it also quickly in October. And then we think, based on this information, it's generally probably 9 or 12 month construction duration, and the end of construction shown in October, end of October of 2022. So that
I looked at the minutes from previous meetings, and that looks like the same schedule that was from several years ago.
Yeah, it should be. There was talk at one time that they might want to try to, if you notice the date when the plans were filed, this tracings is when the plans are wrapped up, so to speak, by the consultants and basically put on a shelf. So, and there was a time when ODOT was looking at trying to spend some money or fill slots of projects that maybe got delayed, that they were considering the potential of trying to accelerate this particular project and move it up, if you will. But as of right now, I think they're resigned to these dates here.
So I know at the last meeting there was a question, there was a comments were made about the project being delayed, but if I understand you correctly, this is the original, what I read in the previous minutes, and what I'm seeing today, it's consistent that there was no change in the original sale date.
Correct. To my knowledge, yes. I think these jobs are programmed so many years in advance. There might have been a time early on at inception that these dates could have been shifted or months shifted one way or another, but you know, as the designs get refined and submitted,
sure.
I own in. But I think as of recent as last year, these are the dates that have always been the target.
Okay, thank you. Just that's good to understand.
And then these numbers over here give you an idea of the cost of the bridge project is $5 million if you want to know what that bridge was going to cost. And I do believe it's programmed for 6 feet sidewalks on the bridges, on either side is what's, I think the sidewalks that are out there now are probably a little bit less than 5 feet wide. So these will get, the width of the sidewalks, I do believe, is planned to be increased some.
Well, thanks for the clarification.
That's the extent of...
So, Mr. Chairman, was the Madigan Smith report, was that relating to what we're going to look at for 2021?
Correct. Maybe? Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to have to...
Right. The reason I referenced that is obviously because we took advantage of the opportunity of jumping Shaft Road a little bit ahead, and I just want to make sure that as we're looking at the projects coming up for 2021, that we're, you know, making sure we're getting back aligned with Madigan Smith, that we're not, you know, getting out of whack.
Sure.
So
we'll put that together for the next meeting if it's okay with you.
That's fine. I mean, obviously, there was conversation. Two of the streets that were supposed to be pending were Cleaver Court and Longano, if I'm not mistaken. And I was just interested to make sure that any additional work were ones as we continue to try to work our way best through in order of the condition of the streets. So.
Okay. Number seven, item seven is Brushville Road north of Rockside. And I thought just as to be prudent maybe to take a step back and talk about that specific section of Brushville Road, just to kind of summarize how we came to be out there. So back in 2016, actually, we put together an issue one application. And here's the overall project limits for this section were from Rockside Road, generally to the Cloverleaf, to the bridge over the railroad tracks, which is our corporation limit. And that project, that was the overall scope of the job. And you could see the cost on the grant, even back then in 2016, it was a hefty size, $6.7 million total project cost for construction and engineering design and administration. We ultimately did not get funded. We rarely get funded with the OPWC, but I just want to give you an overall scope and size of the job initially. And that led to issuing a request for qualifications to three or four consultants in November of 17. And ultimately, E.L. Robinson was selected as the most qualified consultant to perform the work. In December of 17, I requested legislation to authorize the engineering design contract for the project that we were always referring to as Rockside Road, Brexville Road from Rockside to the Cloverleaf. And it was pretty hefty. I think that it was initially awarded in the amount of $638,000, and there was a bunch of if authorized scope items and costs, and that we did ultimately end up authorizing one or three, several of them along the way. So this was the ordinance that was adopted in January of 18 to get that design effort going from E.L. Robinson. And then in the process, this Topgolf development project came at us, and due to the timing and the budgetary constraints, discussion was had, and just from a logistical standpoint, a strategy was implemented to basically carve out, if you will, a piece of Brexville Road so that we can get it accomplished and built with the Part A, with the Rockside Woods Boulevard, to meet our obligation of having the road and utilities delivered to Topgolf by, I believe it was July 1st of last year, which we were successful in doing. So just want to give you the evolution of how this contract was awarded and authorized and kind of modified kind of in the middle of the process to accommodate a major project. So now we have to then, of course, fall back and catch the remainder. So that is kind of where this project is. As we're wrapping up this construction right now, we need to gravitate back to the rest of it. And
well, if I understand, Mr. Chairman, that we compressed this Robinson contract to accommodate and be efficient, more efficient with the with Top Golf of Rockside Woods North. Is that?
Yes.
Because I read lengthy discussions about right-of-way acquisition and different components. I'm assuming that was for the more related to the area more towards the Vista Springs area, acquiring right-of-way. So where are we at now with the rest of that? Are we still under contract with Robinson, or so is this the time to talk about, explore with you maybe different options if we're going to talk about the rest of Brecksville Road? We still have the water line to put in between where we finished up in the old new construction, the old and the existing?
Correct, Mayor. Yep.
We still have, as Chairman indicated, we have Longano and Cleaver to address as part of in the future. And I still think we ought to address that. When we do at Longano, we ought to do that entrance to make it safe for make them know that they're a permanent residential area. We should look at a boulevard entrance to that. There's a little lot there I think we can acquire. So.
Yeah, so they're all in play, Mayor. It's, now's a good time to kind of be looking at that whole area and thinking about a comprehensive design or packaging up some small designs with the overall 21 project and try to strategize how to get it the design completed and or projects bid out and constructed, and with the extra dynamic of this bridge and how it's going to impact anything that we want to do in this area.
Well, it made sense to compress that in terms of I imagine it'd be very challenging to do the bridge work and that area of our south of that at the same time. That could have presented some challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And regardless of when it happened, we're going to have to coordinate and our projects together going forward.
Sure.
So we don't want to negatively impact ODOT's job and vice versa.
Mr. Chairman, it would be appropriate to allow the engineer to put together different scenarios for the rest of Brecksville Road, looking at our utilities, looking at and then Longano and Cleaver.
Well, Don, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that when we looked at the whole project, in other words, basically the project from the Cloverleaf to Rockside, that you were looking at easements, you were looking at necessary property acquisitions along for the whole way originally before we pulled back and focused on Rockside Woods North. Is that not correct?
No, it's correct because right, the overall job was surveyed because that was subcontract work that CT Consultants performed as a subconsultant to E.L. Robinson. So the overall survey was performed and it was included in the scope for right-of-way acquisitions because I think we did still need to acquire right-of-way, either temporary or permanent, to move the utility poles to accommodate that. We had visions of putting a wider sidewalk on the one side. So I don't know, obviously with the Topgolf project, we certainly focused the acquisitions in this area of 21. I have to revisit that work to see how much else has been done or if that's kind of where we need to start. But there again, you don't acquire anything until you know what you're building. So I kind of think.
Can you put that together then for us?
Yes.
Right, because obviously, I don't know, either Dave or Tom, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the discussions included obviously the 5-foot sidewalk, or not the 5-foot, but the 8-foot sidewalk. We went through a big discussion about the width of the sidewalk on the west side of the street. We talked about lighting. We talked about a number of other things. So that's the other two gentlemen, you can correct me, but I was under the impression that basically we kind of put together what we thought would be the appropriate package for the whole thing, but then broke off the Rockside Woods portion to make sure that we were able to get that Top Golf situation going. Help me out here, Dave or...
I thought we'd already made our plans from Rockside Woods north all the way to Rockside along the western side.
Yeah, I saw discussions at length in the minutes about sidewalk width, pole relocation, the cost of relocation of pole, utilities, right-of-way acquisition, and so it was, there was a lot of discussion, but I think everything stopped and shifted up to that north area to accommodate Rockside Woods North.
I also think that the properties there just south of Vista Springs didn't lend themselves. You get some pretty substantial challenges there,
right,
to relocate. Yeah. So I think that made some impact on the conversation there. Those simply, it would be, you'd be taking a lot of people's property, and the residents were extremely opposed to that. So I think we kind of backed off and said, well, take it to about that area, but not farther, and then maybe deal with it again. But at the time, it certainly, well, there was no consensus.
That's the, my rec- that's my understanding of reading the minutes.
I think you're right, Councilman Trakas, because I know we had talked about shifting the road more to the east to accommodate the people on the west, but we never got to final layout or detail about that.
You said east and west. I think we're trying to accommodate the people on the east side. If we were going to move, we were going to try to move toward the west. No?
No, the houses are right on the west side.
Right on the side.
I thought we were going to move the houses, we were going to move the street to the east and make a bigger bend over there.
Those are new dynamics that have to get worked through from the design standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. On this job, we went all to the west as far as the widening.
Well, I know we're pressed for time. Maybe we can work on putting that together. Nothing's going to get done anymore this year, so we'll frame this up for the next meeting or further discussion, if that's appropriate, Mr. Chairman.
That's fine with me. How do you other gentlemen feel?
Agreed.
I agree. I'm not going to get done this year anymore.
Mr. Chairman? Just yes. One other thing before we leave that matter, because we talked about Longano and Kleber particularly, but I know, Mayor, you talked about this boulevard entrance a few times, but you know, it seemed to me that even just trying to put sidewalks on that street would be extremely challenging. You just didn't have much of a right-of-way there, and you'd really be encroaching on people's properties. Has there been thought, Don, about a sidewalk? I know you've got the discretion on that, but have you come up with any determinations as yet?
No, not yet. No, that'll get flushed out when we get the engineering going. You're right. To your point, it's a 50-foot right-of-way.
Yeah.
Same with Kleber.
Yeah.
But I think it can fit at a minimum on one side. But to point to make, though, about the intersection here, there is a vacant parcel just south of the Cornerstones parking lot property that would afford some widening and some room if it was so able to be acquired and expanded, give us a little bit of breathing room there at the intersection, aside from the rest of it.
I'm just going to throw out something for Kleber and Longano. You know, at some point, and I'm not going to say it's going to be tomorrow or in 5 years, but Rocks or 21 is probably going to be a lot more commercial than residential. Maybe we don't even think about sidewalks on Longano to deter, you know, companies, the workforce from working down a residential, walking down a residential neighborhood during the day. Just something to think about, you know, if they want to walk.
Good point.
They could walk up and down 21, but maybe to keep them out of the residential district, we wouldn't necessarily want to put in sidewalks there. Just a thought.
We could see what the residents think of that area too. I mean, they're
sure.
They'd be the benefactors.
Right. Well, and Longano wouldn't necessarily be a total reconstruct. Is that correct? I mean, we're going to do some curb work and repave, right? Grind and fill or no?
Yeah, I think that road is extremely distressed, and I think
yes.
It's really appropriate at this time to make it more of a reconstruction. The water main is very poor condition in the state, so it's probably rises to a level of a complete reconstruction.
Yeah, I think both those, right? Then Kleber also.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, then we want to run into the problem with, you know, I think Tom has a very good idea of you know, use it to the advantage of the residents to have that take place, or the sidewalk, that's what I'm speaking of, or are we more likely, does it make more sense to treat it more as a lower level job so that we're not called to task about sidewalks?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something to really discuss when it comes time.
Yeah. Right. I think a thorough discussion with the residents too, because they may want sidewalks though.
Right. Yeah, I'm not, one way or another, I'm just saying, you know, give them the option to at least, not like we did everywhere else and kind of forced it on people, but maybe look at this as a different kind of area, you know, and give them an option and see what they want.
Councilman Hedges, your comments are well taken, because it's going to all be through a transition period. So we'll engage the residents to make sure that what we recommend is appropriate and what they'll support. So the council will be flexible on it, then we should be able to come up with something that works for the majority.
Right, and with Kleber, obviously the setbacks with many of the homes is very minimal. I mean, that's definitely going to be a tight situation. So, you know, I know I've had people ask me invariably, it's like, wait, you did Dania, how come Dania didn't do sidewalks but this other street did? And, you know, I think we have to be extremely careful of how we treat these projects to make sure that we look consistent to what the residents passed. So, I mean, we need to be careful.
You know what, we might settle on maybe widening it a foot or so, the pavement, the curb and gutter, and not have sidewalks, but have a little wider pavement for safety.
Right, even that area would be a good idea.
Yeah, because you're not talking about a significant amount of people walking there anyway. I think that would kind of do the trick. I mean, some of these more country-style streets, you know, they don't lend themselves towards that.
That might be the solution. We'll look at all that. We have time on this, fortunately, so.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, that would be my thought is you have to be attentive to what the rules are. And on the other hand, you know, on Brookside Road, we have different considerations because it's a county road. So, I mean, that kind of changed the rules. So as certain people have had a conversation with me, their question is, you know, are we consistent? It's like, well, when we redid Homoga and Greenwood, that was not considered a total reconstruction. And on the other hand, other streets, it was considered a total reconstruction. Like, for instance, the part of Grandview, because of the way that we had to do it, simply because of the needs of being able to get all those people out on the Brexville Road as we tried to work. So, you know, I'm just bringing that concerns that I've heard from people along the way to make sure we're sensitive to that as we move forward.
And Chairman, I'd also like to have, we do maybe Longhanna 1 year and then Kleber the next year, or vice versa. Not try to do both of them in 1 year. I think maybe to do them in two consecutive years.
Well, both of them are not very long streets. I mean, you know, when we did Breton Drive, I think Breton Drive's length is about the same as Longhanna and Kleber put together, if I had to count.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Longhanna was a little longer than Kleber because of the L-shaped
right
extension at the bottom, but they're going to be extensive with the water and everything else work.
Right. Well, we'll take a global approach to this and engage council and the committee, and we'll be able to come up with something for the future.
That's
very good.
Sounds like a good idea.
And I believe what the Scenic View, Ranch View, that area is not very far away either, isn't it? As far as I think that's another area that needs to be looked at.
Correct.
Well, that was one of the reasons why we just delayed the paving of that middle, I'll call it middle Brookside, because we damage it, because we were in the very near future dealing with Ranch View, Timber Lane, that section of Midland.
Scenic View, yeah.
So, you know, can't kick that much further down the road, because that middle Brookside is really taken a beating from the trucks doing Upper Brookside. There are some segments there that are in very sad shape.
Okay.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, if I could take 3 minutes to talk about one more additional item under number eight.
Yes.
By way of an update and a briefing, just to inform Mayor and all council that we've been having active, ongoing, good coordination and dialogue with the Army Corps relative to the 205 flood study of the Cuyahoga River, the levee and the flood wall project. And we are at a point that we need to commit to the project and by way of a PPA, that's a public partnership agreement. It's a legal document and we've been reviewing it and the Law Director O'Brien has been reviewing it, and it's really a document that ultimately will need to be executed to really partner us together to move the project forward to a real tangible engineering design and construction project. So they've put together a nice table here, a chart to help us understand our commitments and milestone dates of the activity and what the city's exposure will be. I just wanted to just bring it to your attention, since I had a captive audience here, that the project, current total project is $7.49 million, and that, as we've been saying all along, it's a 65-35 split. So the city's portion obligation is $2.261 million. And the timeline, so we're at a point where we need to provide at least a verbal or an email commitment to the Army Corps that we want to move forward along this fashion. And it'll take them several months, run it up the chain to get the everything to a point, the legal documents prepared and everything to a point where in the second quarter in March of 21 next year, we would be in a point to execute the agreement, and then that would kick off the engineering design phase. And as you can see here, the non-federal, there's some commitments of cash to the project along the way, but it's nicely spaced and with not significant amounts of money. The big portion of the money, according to the Corps, comes due before construction can go out, before the bids can be advertised. So just wanted to show you this and then recall, help refresh your memory that in our five-year plan, we had been anticipating this and throwing some money in as placeholders for this project, much heftier than what this that schedule shows. So,
Don, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
About the non-federal share at the bottom of 2.2615, and then the line right above that shows it at 244.55.
Yeah, I think that's probably the balance. If we've been posting money up front, that the remainder
is higher than the total.
It shouldn't be. I haven't looked at this or done the math, but
if we're saying the total is 2.2. And then you're indicating that you think that's just a balance after what we've been paying sequentially all along, that's showing up at 2.4.
Right, and I don't know, so if you looked at this sheet here, you could see that we've already have over 300.
It's a typo, it should be 2,621, not 2,262.
Right here?
It's a transposition between the six and the two. If you add up
okay.
4,000s and that, you get 2,621.
We're looking at 6, not 2.2.
I got you.
Yep. Transposition.
We received this from the Corps a week or two ago and didn't check it at all. Just forwarded into this presentation. So, okay.
So, is it appropriate for us to make a recommendation to have you move forward with the effort?
Well, I think it's we'd be more comfortable, and I think it's been on the books for a long time, quite frankly.
Yes.
Right, and that's what the Army Corps was stressing, that this job scores very well in our cost-benefit analysis. The money is available, but for executing the agreement, you're at risk of the money being reallocated. So I think the Corps was very adamant about locking this down, getting this agreement executed so that we grab that money and it's a real project.
Is anyone opposed to this? Continue forward?
Mayor, we had discussed this a couple times at utilities, and I know that they had come up with a different plan than what we originally talked about back in 2014 and 15. So I do think it'd be important to kind of go through it in some detail, Don. Maybe we'll have a utilities committee meeting just so we can know exactly what we're getting into, because I know this has been redesigned. There was some question about the value compared to how many people were served versus the cost of the project. I don't think anyone opposed it, but there was some question about the cost versus the benefit, and I do think it would be healthy to have that discussion.
Yeah, we really haven't had a thorough discussion since those, you know, 5-6 years ago. You're right, Jim.
Yeah.
And then, Ken, you're right, that the city share is $2,621,500, so that's a substantial error there of about $360,000.
I'll bring that to their attention here when we circle back with them to confirm.
Need some excess funding from this presidential campaign that can fund the difference. Get some money out of Yahoo and Google and Facebook.
Idea.
Councilman Trakas, I think to your point, I'm sure the Army Corps representatives would be happy to come in and attend that meeting and discuss it in detail.
Yeah, thank you, Don, because I did think it would make some sense, because they said it has been substantially altered since we had last talked about it, and I think Dave's right. It would be good to get a full perspective so everyone knows what they would be supporting.
Right, right, because the last time we had that thorough was when Jim Crooks was still on council, and we were going through all that hot and heavy, and then it kind of, like you say, has been in the background since then. I'm not really sure what they're building there now.
We'll do that in early December here, Don.
Okay. Sounds good.
Or November, excuse me.
Okay. One quick question. This is related to Meadowbrook. I know that a couple meetings ago when we talked about having Meadowbrook resurfaced, that the mayor had suggested looking at acquiring access to some property at the end to make it more convenient for our plows and for our garbage trucks. And curious, in the recent meeting, we had that discussion again. I wondered if you had any progress with talking to that homeowner.
Unfortunately, no, Mr. Chairman. I have not been able to reach out to him. He did call in. I think he's interested to have a site meeting and to look at some preliminary layouts and you know, have a dialogue, but I've not been able to. Once we realized that the time had gone and refocused some efforts to Shaft Road, I was unable to make much progress on this.
Right. Well, it would probably be appropriate sometime here when we have, quote, a lull, which it's not really a lull, but to try to at least pin that down so that the next time we talk about it, we have a little bit of a rough idea of what might be in mind to try to make that most appropriate and get that hit on the spring. I know there was a conversation about that being in conjunction with the T-ball driveway being paved possibly at the same time. So being able to hit that early on next season probably would be very appropriate.
Okay, point taken.
Thank you, sir. Does anyone else have any other items they want to bring forward at this meeting?
Very good meeting, Dale.
All right. In that case, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh.
Aye.
I jumped on Debbie's job.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Very good. Thank you all.
All right, good night, everybody. Thanks.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks, Don.